producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code and I were very close this weekend with everything bad happening in the way of weather. G-Code went with me everywhere I went because one way to carry a gun, the best way for me to carry a gun. Also because G-Code is designed for this kind of a situation, for this kind of tough situation that a lot of people in my home state were facing, where you don't know what the next minute's going to bring. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. We live today very much in a zombie era. Nowhere was that more apparent than in my home city where I was born, of Columbia. There was a lot of bad things happening in Columbia with all of the flooding, and there were people going way out of their way to get there to take video of it. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're watching on the video feed right now, you don't see what's sitting over there to my left, which is a very nice DSLR camera setup for video. Very nice setup. I like doing film. I like filming things. I like doing video. Love it. Getting out there and seeing something like this, which had been described in South Carolina as a 1,000-year flood, yes, I can see where the allure of that would be. And no, you guys are idiots because you, like any zombie, didn't know what kind of danger you were putting yourselves in to go whip out your mobile phone in the rain, of all places, and do some video. And in this zombie world, in the Obama era, it is we, the conservative gun owner, that are the true core survivors. It's a strange irony that the politician of hope and change has presided over a pop culture world dominated by shuffling and moaning undead cannibals who mindlessly rule a post-government apocalyptic landscape. You can go to the movies, you know, and see a zombie blockbuster or a zombie comedy. There's even zombie romances, but the zombie colossus, the rotting king of this caliber, macabre world, is the Walking Dead franchise. Walking Dead has been rewriting the rules of television. Shows aren't supposed to keep getting more popular every year, year after year. They do. Basic cable is not supposed to beat the broadcast channels in the ratings, but The Walking Dead rules the ratings in the key demographics. And in the era of targeted television, where the universally loved water cooler show, the one that everybody talks about at work, was thought to be a thing of the past, Walking Dead is appointment viewing for young and old, left and right. The characters have, you know, gone to first name statuses. So good, they've got a spinoff now called Fear of the Walking Dead. Fear begins slightly before The Walking Dead. So where The Walking Dead started with the apocalypse, with the lead character Rick Grimes waking up from a coma in a desolate, bloody hospital ward, Fear viewers get to watch the apocalypse happen in real time. And they set it up well. You can tell the end is coming. The show begins in an atmosphere of dread. Helicopters constantly hover overhead. Sirens are omnipresent. One gets the feeling that something is happening, but the public is largely oblivious. The first zombies there begin to pop up in the heroin shooting galleries. When police are filmed gunning down an undead aggressor, filling it full of holes until the final fatal kill shot to the head, the public assumes it's an act of brutality, not self-defense. No one believes the impossible, because who would? So characters do incandescently stupid things, like investigating abandoned churches in the middle of the night armed with only a flashlight. But don't worry, they will soon wake up to the terrifying reality soon enough. That's when the genre's inherent conservatism kicks in. Zombie fiction may be the most conservative fiction of all, drawing its dramatic injury from three principles every good Republican should understand. First principle is the government is incompetent and prone to collapse under pressure, as they always do. The person who survives is the person who either knows how to shoot or can learn how to shoot quickly. And even when cities overrun with undead, a living man is still the most dangerous animal of all. If government is, and Barney Frank said it best, the name we give to the things we choose to do together, then zombie fiction like The Walking Dead, the things everyone chooses to do together include panicking, lying, and displaying breathtaking incompetence. Now, zombie fiction would be quite boring if the government rose up and just stopped it dead in its tracks, wouldn't it? I mean, it wouldn't work out very well at all. Yet even relatively government-friendly fiction, such as World War Z, okay, features a series of catastrophic mistakes from the ship of state before they finally figure out what's going on. So, in a zombie world, a man who would rely on the government for his safety is going to be Zombie Chow. Quickly. In a zombie world, somebody's going to be deciding who lives. And it's not going to be the pajama boy. In Zombieland, there are three kinds of people. Those who know how to use guns, those who learn how to use guns, and zombies. At the beginning of The Walking Dead, there were a few characters who stubbornly clung to their pre-apocalypse fear and hatred of firearms. They are now dead. Written off in the series. I mean, fiction, true to life, you know. There is the use of other weapons. Take Daryl, the most admired redneck in television history, and he uses a crossbow as his weapon of choice. He'll shoot a zombie in the skull, pull that arrow out, shoot the next one. Michonne, using a katana. But the gun is still the king in the zombie apocalypse. The Walking Dead has even made a cottage industry out of finding post-apocalyptic utopias like the governor's enclave, where he rules quite, you know, oppressively, and destroying them as well. And the list could go on. The utopias fail because living people are far more dangerous than zombies themselves. Groups that survive are the ones whose members understand that trust is a very hard-earned commodity and there is no such thing as a safe space. In other words, man is fallen and you either remember that fact or you die. And despite this premise, the left loves the show. Huffington Post, Salon, they dissect The Walking Dead, breaking down and analyzing episodes with loving care. They even try to import identity politics in the show, pitching online fits when black characters are killed off disproportionately, demanding to see more gay survivors, that kind of thing. But they watch it. They watch it. They like it a lot. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Whether it's the DC3 line, which was the beginning of their collaboration with Travis Haley, from which we've seen things like the NCOG jump out at us. To the Scorpion line, which was, that was a reimagination of what Kydex could be. Two pieces instead of one. To the Contact series, which is the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex that is unique to G-Code. And their original lineup, which didn't even have a name. It was just good stuff. And still is good stuff. And I still run it today, to this very day. They have led the way with their innovation. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Getting the busy throat. I guess it could be the weather. I don't know. Coming out of the Chicago Tribune, they have a pilgrim there named John Cass. And he wrote an article entitled "Shooting in Oregon, Another Sign of Our Cultural, or Another Sign Our Culture is Ill." And in this article, the closest he gets to blaming somebody was most news outlets focused on what was becoming depressingly familiar, the gunman, lonely, a nerd, unable to adjust, narcissistic, nihilistic, seeking glory and innocent blood, perhaps a psychosis unknown as yet. From there, he switches to Chicago's gun violence problem, laying that death toll on the Chicago machine. He wrote, "What the president certainly understands, what politicians don't tell the people, is that the Chicago political corruption has a cost, and that leaves less money to pay for longer incarcerations for gun crimes, let alone any space to institutionalize the dangerously mentally ill." He conveniently leaves out the fact that Chicago's refusal to incarcerate violent criminals isn't purely a government funding financial issue. The lack of appropriate law enforcement reflects the machine's desire to maintain the status quo. If Cass doesn't see the flow of drug money benefits, either directly or indirectly, the Windy City politicians, he's either ignorant or willfully ignorant. Then anyway, back to, you know, young Mr. Mercer. He writes, "Right now I'm less interested in arguments about competing rights, the right to bear arms colliding with the supposed rights of psychotics to wander freely among us, than I am about the culture. Our most popular sport, football, is about ritualized gladiatorial violence. Our most popular movies are called action movies, but truly they should be called kill movies for all the corpses they produce, piles of them. Our humor is rhetorically violent. Our popular music just as violent. We're addicted to social media, where anonymity breeds a freedom to ridicule others, to peel their skin with venomous fingers from unknown keyboards. And we give our children phones at young ages so they may play as well. Is there a cost to all of this? Sometimes a tragedy, like what happened in Oregon, makes denial all but impossible." Now, without a doubt, without a doubt, the Umpqua shooter, you know, we could look at culture and say, well, that had a little bit to do with it, but he was a homicidal Satanist. The key to his killing spree was his personal psychology, not football, not action movies, not violent rhetoric or rap music or social media, video games. Wasn't any of that stuff. The only thing he gets right is that society failed to ID and isolate Mercer, despite the usual warning signs. Coming from People magazine, one of his classmates, somebody named Rivera, says that Mercer liked to draw macabre scenes all over his notebooks. Had this notebook with all these pictures of skulls that he had traced, and they had like fire in their eyes and looked really weird. He would sit in class and just draw weird stuff like bones or coffins instead of doing the work. Not everyone fascinated with macabre is a spree killer. But every one of these guys that proved to be mentally off, there were signs out there that got missed. But at the end of the day, the unique thing about all of these killers is their actions are their own. Whether it's psychotropic drugs, or whether it's the culture, whether they're just crazy, none of that matters. It's them. It's not guns. It's not society. It's them. Getting out there and blaming anything besides that is going to be sort of, it's silly to get out there and do that way. One thing that we need to point out is that guns are not always the way that mass killings are carried out. Since 2006, at least 1,075 people have died from gunshots in mass killing, defined by the FBI as an incident with four or more victims. But that leaves another 450 people that would have that died in mass killing incidents over the past 10 years that were not killed with guns. 140 people suffered fire-related injuries. 104 were stabbed, and at least 92 were killed by blunt force. Now, as an example, four children and their mother and grandfather died in a house fire that critically injured their father in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, last October. Court documents said Ryan Williams was angry with his father, had turned him into police on a theft charge, and so he set this fire. Williams faces the death penalty. 75% of the 1,524 have died due to being shot. And most of these shootings occur in public places. These other killings where other weapons are used are not public places, but they still have multiple victims involved in this. If it wasn't so sad, that part of it alone is sort of horrifyingly interesting. At the way people die in mass at the hands of something other than gunmen. But hey, never forget that fact. On the day of, we've had plenty of mass stabbings in China. The new way to kill a bunch of people is to get on a bus and get at the front of the bus with a knife, and then you can just go down the bus. You can go down the aisle of the bus killing people. This has happened more than once. Of course, they're nothing compared to the Chinese government, the way they do things. But that's a story for another day. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Once upon a time, I built something called the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag, and I carry that everywhere I go because I was a Boy Scout. Now, I am a deadlier Boy Scout. And when I built it, I found this piece and that piece, and I cobbled them together, and it worked. But it was sort of clumsy, and it wasn't very well. In retrospect, it wasn't very well put together at all. And then I looked up one day, and the guys at G-Code had made something called the Contact Series, and in that they had the Traveler's Bag, and this was sheer genius. This was lethal elegance. So I got myself a Traveler's Bag, and now that is the That's the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag, along with a few other pieces. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, one thing, we're going to get to this in just a minute, but Umpqua is just the latest thing that's happened with a gun in Oregon. And Umpqua could have very easily been another Clackamas Mall, which also occurred in Oregon. Now, who remembers Clackamas Mall? Now, in Obama, you know, with Obama and his Chicago, like, what happened in Umpqua is considered, you know, that they call that Friday night, okay, in Chicago. Chicago, a few days earlier, Lolita Wells of Chicago, mother of six and grandmother of six, was gunned down along with her pregnant daughter, Patricia Chu, Her baby grandson was also wounded but survived. And President Obama said nothing about that. People are searching for motives about the UMCO killings concerning Christianity, and they should ponder this connection between one of the Americans who prevented a massacre recently aboard a train in Paris, who was enrolled at Umpqua. This is Dancing with the Stars contestant Alex Scarlatos, the Oregon National Guardsman who gained international recognition for helping stop an armed terrorist aboard a French train in August. Actually, a former student at Umpqua. So we have a target, or excuse me, we have a shooting targeting Christians at the same school, attended by an American Christian who prevented a massacre by a Muslim gunman on a train in Paris. Some people would look at this and call this motive. And President Obama would simply just consider this the academic equivalent of Fort Hood's workplace violence. Fort Hood was also a gun-free zone, as a matter of fact. As at Virginia Tech in Aurora in Colorado and other mass shootings, there was no one with a gun at Umpqua to stop the shooter. We'll get to that in just a minute. But one of the reasons there was nobody there, or there was not more than more, there was not more than one person there, was they are a self, you know, proclaimed gun-free zone. Former U.S. Marshal Art Roderick suggested the gunman chose the campus for this very reason. He said the gunman probably knew the facility was a gun-free facility, which is an easy target for those kinds of coward individuals. They know they're not going to get any response unless they happen to run into security or a campus police officer. Let's go back to December 2012, nearly 3 years ago, at the Oregon massacre that wasn't. All of this happened before the tragedy in Connecticut. A shooter at an Oregon shopping mall, stolen AR-15 is his weapon of choice, pulls out his gun in the food court at Clackamas Mall, announces that I am the active shooter, immediately kills two people and wounds one other. Everybody scatters, and he heads off into the mall to look for other people to shoot, other sheep, other victims, other fish in the barrel, whatever you want to call it. But there was a problem. Alas, there was a problem for this guy. Because there was a kid there named Nick Milley. Nick was carrying a gun. He was a permitted pistol carrier. He had his family. It was textbook, really. He had his family, or he had his loved ones, or whoever he was with. He was with people. He had them in a place of safety, temporary safety. When you've got a guy that's walking the mall, all safety is temporary. Okay? It doesn't matter what you get behind, if it has a door, or even if it's a cinder block room with no door, if you can beam yourself in there, even with an AR-15 and enough ammunition, they can shoot their way into this enclosure. Okay? Okay. Now, that needs to be very, very well understood. This is why I'm so against lockdowns in schools, because lockdowns mean nothing except the people without a gun are locked in, and eventually the shooter, if he survives that long, he'll make it to that classroom. Nick Melly understood one thing. He understood that he had a gun, and he understood that he was going to do something about it. The shooter, while very adept at stealing guns, didn't really know very much about the operation of an AR-15, which, while it is easy to operate, if you've never operated one before, there can be a couple of, you know, trip-ups here and there. While he was working the weapon, all of a sudden he looked up at Nick Melly's Glock 22 barrel. Oh, he had such a good view of it, right straight down the middle of it. And the shooter went into an access hallway, managed to get the weapon functioning again just long enough to shoot himself in the head. Shooting yourself in the head with an AR-15 is no easy task. This is something you really want to do. We are never going to know how many lives were saved by an armed citizen that day. We know that the average loss of life was epitomized by that one incident. When an armed citizen is there to intercede, the average loss of life is held at 2, 2.5. That's because we're not walking around with guns in hand. That's how that happens. There's some that would get out there and say, well, Bill, if it's such a great idea, how come the death toll is nothing? That's why, idiots. Because I'm not walking around and putting my sights on everybody out there just in case they start to move quick. As an attacker, they have the advantage. That's just the way it is. Tactically, strategically, everything you can imagine. So, Nick Melly got in cover, brought his weapon up, and stopped a massacre. The average amount of loss of life when you're waiting on the cops is 18. Umpqua was below average. Probably because enough people had the foresight to say, I'm not a Christian, because he was shooting those guys in the legs. Nick Melly, who, besides this, nobody's ever heard of him. This is the epitome of what those of us that carry a gun are. We do what we have to do, and we fade into the background. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. A lot of things that I don't mention, like their belts and their knives, that's worth the price of admission alone. But, I mean, it just go take a look at the concept. Go to tacticalholsters.com and look at the Contact series. There you will find everything you need to kit up on a purely streamlined, portable space-saving scale. This is the kind of thing that is going to make ground movement better, because weight is bad when you're moving around and people are shooting at you. They are conquering it. They're in the process of doing it. Go check out the Contact series at tacticalholsters.com. Hillary Clinton. Floundering Hillary Clinton. Scary Hillary Clinton. All these, so many things Hillary Clinton could be. But, you know, she's already out there telling us what she's going to do when she becomes president. During the after the coronation, here's something she's going to do. She's vowing to employ executive action to expand background checks for firearm sellers at gun shows and online. I don't know how that's going to work, because believe me, if Barack Obama could have done it, because he passed, after April, what did he put out there? 21, 23 executive actions, none of which expanded background checks. If he could have done it, he would have done it. I don't know how Hillary intends to do it, but that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. She plans to unveil her plans today during a campaign swing through New Hampshire. The campaign says her proposals include a repeal of legislation shielding gun manufacturers, distributors, and dealers from most liability suits, even in the case of mass shootings like the one that killed 9 students and teachers at a community college on Thursday. This is her trying to pull even with Bernie Sanders to a certain degree. While Sanders has wooed the Democratic base with his liberal positions on issues like income inequality and college debt, he struggled to defend a more mixed record on gun legislation, a reflection, because he's from Vermont. Damien here in South Carolina calls about Vermont all the time. Vermont loves their guns. Bernie Sanders, senator from Vermont. Now, he backed all of the Democratic gun bills brought up to the Congress after Sandy Hook shooting in 2012. But in 1993, he voted against the landmark Brady handgun bill, which imposed a five-day waiting period for gun purchasers. And he backed the 2005 legislation granting legal immunity to many in the gun industry. Now he says he supports banning assault weapons and closing the so-called gun show loophole. But Clinton is pulling back. She's going back to a different time. We're going back to the future for her. This is back in the 90s. We're going that way because she's done it before. Well, no, she didn't. That was her husband. But he had the same last name. Clinton is trying to emerge as one of the fiercest proponents of tougher gun control after a series of shootings over the past several months has reignited debate over gun laws on the presidential campaign. Not really. It hasn't with me. Gun control, you know, here's the thing I would say about gun control. Here's what I know about gun control and guns used in crime versus guns used in self-defense. If you want to do some simple math, okay, let's go with Gary Kleck's low-end 500,000 defensive gun uses per year. Where we had, what do we have? I think it was a 15% drop this year, this past year in homicides, 2014. 8,100 homicides with guns. 500,000 defensive gun uses, 81 homicides with guns. Some of them justifiable. We know that half of those are gang-related. So the actual stranger danger is half of that number. And out of that number, there's probably... You know, some domestic violence involved in that as well. My state leads in domestic violence spouse murder. I haven't quite figured out how that's happening. This past Friday in Florida, Clinton said, "What's wrong with us that we cannot stand up to the NRA and the gun lobby and the gun manufacturers they represent? This is not just tragic. We don't just need to pray for people. We need to act. And we need to build a movement. It's infuriating." She's also decided to slam the Republican lawmakers who refuse to do anything about mass shootings. Now, this is a big disingenuous thing on her part because they didn't get the votes. They didn't get the entire Democratic caucus out of the Senate when they were proposing universal background checks. There were senators that were Democrats that voted against it. The Democratic Senate handed Obama his defeat on expanded background checks, not the Republicans. Not the Republicans. Certainly Republicans fought it. They didn't have the votes. The Democrats didn't get the votes. Obama has nobody to blame for not having gun control right now today except himself, does he? That's another thing Hillary doesn't point out. Because Hillary was part of the cabal in the beginning. She was the Secretary of State, the incoming Secretary of State when he was elected, wasn't he? And what did he have in those first 2 years of his presidency? He had the Senate and the House, didn't he? He could have had whatever he wanted whenever he, and he got whatever he wanted whenever he wanted. He got out in front, he got out there and got on stage and said, "We won, so we're going to do what we want to do because we have the mandate." And he wanted health care, and he got it. And because politicians are so easily distracted, they couldn't do more than one thing at one time. So we did get gun control out of it. You had a chance to go for it. Now you're getting out there, and this is what bothers me about this. When you could have had it, you didn't get it. Now you want to talk about it. I say you're politicizing it. You're not politicizing it the way you say you're politicizing it. You're politicizing it just to make noise. I'm not even sure you really want to get any gun control. I think you, like all liberals, I think you absolutely love it when somebody goes out here and kills a bunch of people. I do. Clinton, on the other hand, who, you know, completely discounts all of that, gets out there and says, "We need to make every politician who sides with the NRA to look in the eyes of the parents whose kids have been murdered. The GOP counts on a dedicated group that scares politicians and says, 'We will vote against you, so we will take them on. We took them on in the 90s, and we will do it again.'" Hillary, I want you to listen to something and listen to something really good. And I know you think you're way above me and everybody else that would talk to you this way. And that's fine. I couldn't care less. Nobody in the NRA killed anybody in Umpqua. None of the senators that listen to the NRA or the GOA or the 2AF or any of the other alphabet organizations out there that are the gun advocates killed anybody. Killers kill people. And they kill them in a gun-free zone, which is something that you like having. You want the whole nation to be a gun-free zone. So get out there by all means. The problem here is that what you sat around and watched your husband do in the 90s was 20-some-odd years ago. And the public opinion has changed. You're driving a stake into your own heart. Absolutely you are. I look, you know what, I look forward to. I can't wait to have a black conservative president because that guy's going to be, he's going to come out swinging. He's going to come out swinging. Because he's going to show some people some stuff. I can't wait to have the first female president because she's going to come out swinging. She's going to come out if she's conservative. Okay. She's going to, that's my hope. You know, I know how things work out when they get in office and everything. I understand that. I get it. However, it's not, it doesn't need to be Hillary. Hillary is a, she's an aberration. She changed, she has so many personalities. I mean, I'm sure a psychologist would love to sit her down and just study her for days on end because she even changes the way she, you know, she changes the way she talks depending on who she's talking to. So, pay attention. The fun continues. We'll be, you know, we'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.